The Skagway Assembly wrestles with housing, RV, and parking regulations, and a week of meetings for Haines residents. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Daisha Eaton. Those stories and more up next. The Skagway Assembly introduced an ordinance that would regulate vacation rentals at their meeting Thursday evening. It can be difficult to find housing in Skagway, especially this time of year.
And as you all know, we're having a housing crisis, both long-term and seasonal. And we are working hard for solutions.
That's Skagway Mayor Monica Carlson. During the period where the assembly hears citizen testimony, Kathy Hosford from DAI, a local lodge owner, said she thought Airbnb was negatively affecting her business and spoke out against passing the ordinance until changes are made. She suggested more regulation for vacation rentals.
A state license that is required by law be obtained. City license after that, DEC inspection of water and sewer, and a conditional use permit by all means so the neighbors could weigh in, and a fire marshal inspection, and off-street parking be verified. And I want to say competition is very good, but for those of us that went through a different process so we could have overnight accommodations, this is the toolbox that we had to work out of.
The Assembly postponed the ordinance until it's reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission on May 10th. Then it should come back to the Assembly for introduction. The Assembly also took up a resolution aimed at regulating the number of people living in recreational vehicles in Skagway. Right now, it's illegal to live in an RV unless you are permitted or living at an RV park in compliance with municipal code. The community has plans to develop an additional RV park in 3 years. There are two existing RV parks, two others recently closed. In order to transition residents from RVs to other housing or RV parks, the Assembly plans to continue allowing existing RVs outside parks to remain with a permit. After 3 years, they will begin enforcing their code and fine those living outside the official parks $100 per day. Under the new rules, permitted RVs will be allowed on private property in all zones except the historic and waterfront districts and on property used for congregant housing. The Assembly adopted the resolution, which means a temporary plan is now in place to transition those out of compliance with code into compliant living situations. In the meantime, RVs must be licensed, connected to water and sewer utilities, and have a life safety inspection in order to obtain a permit from the city, among other things. A permit costs $300 per year. Those who don't get a permit will be fined under the existing code and required to pay $100 per day. The temporary plan sunsets on May 1, 2021, at which time all RVs must be compliant with code. The Assembly also took up a parking resolution aimed at eliminating congestion in the downtown area. They amended that resolution to allow the municipality to issue parking permits for year-round residents who live in the downtown area and postponed it to allow for further committee review. A public committee meeting about the parking resolution is scheduled for 5 p.m. on Monday, April 23rd in Assembly Chambers. The next regular meeting of the Skagway Assembly is scheduled for 7 p.m. on May 3rd. What do economic development, Haines State Parks, a timber sale, and the Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve have in common? Among other things, they're all the subject of meetings scheduled in Haines this next week. KHNS's Abby Collins has this preview of the busy schedule.
On Monday, the Haines Economic Development Corporation is hosting a presentation of baseline data collected by the McDowell Group. The HEDC contracted with the consulting firm to develop a 5-year economic development plan. McDowell will present baseline data collected this winter and spring on Monday at 6 p.m. at the Chilkat Center. The Haines Assembly meets regularly at 6:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers on Tuesday. A committee of the whole meeting to discuss the FY19 budget will be held at 5:30 p.m. On Wednesday, Alaska State Parks is hosting a town hall meeting to discuss general issues with state parks in Haines. That's at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. A major timber sale in the Chilkat Valley is the subject of an open house at the Chilkat Center on Thursday. The State Department of Forestry is hosting the meeting with representatives from the University of Alaska. Last month, the university announced a 10-year negotiated timber sale near Haines and Cluckwan. The 13,000-acre sale is scattered throughout the borough and is estimated to generate 150 million board feet. Prior to that open house, the Upper Lynn Canal Fish and Game Advisory Committee meets at 5 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. Finally, the Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve Advisory Council meets at 10 a.m. in Assembly Chambers Friday. It's been several years since the Advisory Council has convened. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
Wrangell will once again hold its annual birding festival next weekend. The Stikine River Birding Festival celebrates migratory species that make a pit stop in the area. Activities include art, workshops, lectures from researchers, and of course, plenty of birdwatching. KSTK's June Leffler has more.
The City of Wrangell and the U.S. Forest Service host the 20-year-old Wildlife Festival. Forest Service employee and festival organizer Corey Delabrue says, with art showcases and science lectures, everyone can appreciate the scenery and creatures of the Stikine Delta.
So we try to, you know, plan a festival that caters to a little bit of everything.
The Stikine River has a diverse landscape, including mudflats and various brush and forests. This area attracts up to 3 million shorebirds a year during their spring migration.
They're flying, you know, this huge distance, and then this is like their their break. They're like, oh, now we have a little break. They rest, they refuel for a few days on the Delta. A lot of these birds eventually going up to the Arctic. That's where they breed for the summer.
Some come from as far as South America. Typical sightings include sandhill cranes, bald eagles, and snow geese. Yvonne Zerbetz is a Ketchikan-based printmaker and children's books illustrator. Delabrue says she will host adult and student workshops throughout the weekend. Another presenter is Julia Parrish from the University of Washington. She'll be discussing how climate change is affecting birds, focusing on the recent warming of the Gulf of Alaska that led to higher rates of bird mortality. Local birder Bonnie Demersion will host a Birding 101 course for newbies. Local boat tours will also take folks up the river for more bird watching. The festival lasts April 26th through the 29th. A complete schedule of events is available at stikinebirding.org. In Wrangell, I'm June Leffler.
For KHNS News, I'm Daisha Eaton. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. Thanks for listening this evening.